My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, Jeff, your thoughts on last night's game? Because I tell you, I was into it. I was excited. I watched a little bit. I watched the first half, and then I had to hop in the car, go back home last night, and then started watching third quarter. I was like, oh, this is good. And the next thing I know, I've got a tropical storm hitting me in the arm to tell me, make me watch this last touchdown. You got to see this, Dad. You got to see this. You got to see this. I was like, what? And then all of a sudden, I got to watch the last play, so I was excited about that.
That's great.
So there's something magical about the couch at our house that makes me just go, puts me to sleep.
And I like the chair you sit in here at work.
That is true. Or the chair I'm listening to from across the microphone from me. Both are just mesmerizing when you're trying to catch a cat nap.
It's going to be this kind of a day, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Is. It's a Friday. It's a no rules Friday. So. Okay. And it's approved by the poobah. He likes when we do no rules.
Yeah.
We just go off the rails all day.
He loves things all
what'd you
over.
What'd you get out of last night's game? There are a couple points from the game that I
thought
was like,
two things. I thought the game had a ton of energy.
Yeah.
I thought both teams played with a lot of energy. I don't think they played terribly well. I didn't think it was a great game. But, man, they both came out of the chute really coming at us. And I thought that was kind of cool. And it was a weird dynamic for me because though there was a ton of energy, I didn't think it was the greatest game. It was a great finish, and it stayed close. I wasn't enamored with the game overall, but I thought there were some really good things. Does that make any sense?
No, I thought the same thing. Like, first of all, it was, you know, it had some NFL glitz to it because it was the first game of the season, and you want to watch Kansas City, and... You know, I'm hoping that, like, I'm sitting there going, oh, man, I hope the Ravens lose this. I hope that, because that's how, I mean, I know it's the first game of the season, but you know what? At the end of the year, it could come back to the Browns being a game ahead of the Ravens because they lost to Kansas City in the beginning of the season because they lost that one game. Again, I know you laugh because I think the Browns front office said it at one point, but they really are 17 special games every time you get to play. And when you've got opponents that you've got to go up against, you need them to lose. So, thank you, Kansas City. I was rooting for them the whole way. Not like I wouldn't be anyways because of Travis Kelce. So, but I'm
going to have a hard time this year.
Rooting for or what?
I the only team in all of sports that I truly dislike is the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
One of my favorite players in the NFL is Derrick Henry.
Mm.
That's going to be tough for me.
You guys are going to have to break up for a year.
I know. That's going to be tough for me. My despise of the Ravens overrides my like of Derrick Henry. But still, I root for that guy. I love the old school style that he runs with. So that's going to be tough.
All right, let's kind of take this backwards. It would have been fun to see this game go into overtime, right? What if you would have been inbounds? If you were the Ravens, would you have gone for two? Or would you have just kicked
them? Were going for two. Harbaugh is giving the two sign.
Yeah, would you have?
You have a chance to win a game on the road at the buzzer. I probably would have gone for two. And I probably would have given it to Derrick Henry. You know, I'd have run some kind of run pass. I'd have run Lamar Jackson in an option. You know, I'm sure they've got, with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, you can be sure they have a two-point play where he's just running, like, you know, complete option.
I thought the same thing, but I also thought back, I think it was in the first quarter, maybe it was the second quarter, where Baltimore had a chance on, I think they went for it on fourth down and three, and kind of in the middle of the field. It was in the middle of the field, and Kansas City came up with a big play as they tried to push the ball around the outside, and it didn't work. And I was like, are they really going for two here if they score? Because it didn't work earlier on that fourth down play. I'll be honest with you, I would have gone for two. I like coaches that do that. I just think it says a lot about your offense. It's what you're telling your guys, that I believe in you. And I think the long-term ramifications of doing that in that situation where you have the opportunity to win on the road, especially, you do it, man. Just, you didn't come there for overtime. You came there to win the game in regulation and get her done. And if you believe in your offense, if I have Lamar Jackson on my team, I believe my team can score on a two-point conversion every time. Every time, especially in that pressure situation. Those are the moments of becoming a GOAT, but we didn't get to that point. When you initially saw the pass, did you think he was inbounds or out of bounds?
I thought he was in. And I thought he was in because the official was right there.
Yeah, when he put his arms up, I was like, okay.
It looked really tight, though. I just thought, okay, well, he's right there. He had to get it right. Nope.
Dude
was even wearing black shoes on the white line.
Yeah, if you're NBC, you can't ask for anything better than that, right?
It was phenomenal. And boy, did they have a great camera angle on
That's
it.
A play at the plate on a game-winning run.
Yeah.
The same thing. I can't imagine a producer or writer scripting up anything better for the first week of the season for the end of it. So, I look at all those things. I'm very happy Kansas City won. 27-20 was the final. Good for the Browns. Good for the rest of the AFC North, I guess, if you're a fan on the other side of the lines over there or down where they're, you know, northern Kentucky over there. But to watch Kansas City go on and win last night, I was pretty happy with that. Just a couple little things from the game, too, Jeff, that I thought were interesting. 11 kickoffs and only two returns. I was so sold on this dynamic kickoff, and it just has not lived up to that.
Yeah, it's a waste. They're trying to do something, and teams are just, we're not going to do that.
There's no way they're going to change that, right? There's no way that they're not going to change that rule in the middle of the season.
I don't know how you can. Even if you tack on another 5 yards, I don't know how you can. I mean, they can do anything they want. You know, they're the NFL. They could decide, like, if nobody returns a kick in the first week, now it looks even sillier.
It does. It looks ridiculous.
Because now you've got all these guys down there like, okay, we're going to do something here. Oh, guess no, we're not.
Looks pretty, though.
We're just going to boom it out.
When you watch the kickoff, you see the way they're lined up offside, and you're like, all right, this is different. This is special.
It's
going
to be cool.
This is great. Oh, man, I just want to see somebody run this thing out and take a chance.
Oh, that didn't work.
And even when somebody tries to run it out, they only tend to get between the 20 and 25 anyway.
Well, in preseason.
Yeah. I mean, we had 11 kickoffs last night. I know. This, to me, is becoming the biggest dud of the year.
So far,
we'll
give it time.
I think on Monday we'll have a real good feel about what teams are doing on these kickoffs and if they're a waste of time. Maybe there's just a chance that the coaches aren't comfortable with it at all, and they're like, just give it to them on the 30.
They're afraid of it?
Yeah, they're afraid of it.
Yeah.
One coach isn't going to be, and something's going to change.
That might be true.
It's just going to take one coach.
Well, we keep waiting for the creativity on that play.
There isn't
it. And we don't see it.
None, not at all.
How'd you like all the illegal formation calls?
That was the other thing I was going to say. I think it's going to stymie the game. And if offensive linemen can't have that little bit of a push to get back to protect their quarterback, I can't see them calling that all year.
Well, the offensive line is supposed to be a line. It's not supposed to be like a
horseshoe?
A Canada goose formation flying in the air in a big V.
It's pretty amazing how they do that, the natural instinct.
I don't know how they do that.
I don't know how they do it either. It's pretty cool.
You know, geometrically spaced perfectly.
Yeah, I don't know how they – how does that happen?
I don't know.
It is weird.
But I get it.
They're not really drafting either.
The offensive tackles lined up a whole yard and a half off the line of scrimmage. I get that, except for one thing. You want to try and block Myles Garrett without doing that? You want to try and block Micah Parsons? We're going to see that call on display on Sunday, Andy.
I mean, how often do you see that the linemen have that step right as the ball snapped? You know what I'm saying? That step, because obviously they know when the snap is.
Yeah.
So they take it that step backwards quickly, and now all of a sudden we're going to start calling that?
As Dan said on our little conference chat this morning, in between us cracking jokes, it's going to take one or two quarterbacks getting hurt. All of a sudden, they're going to forget that call.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think Dan is right. Yep. You can mark Dan's that if right you want too. To. Hang on. Oh, we both said it?
Dan is right.
Ugh.
At least I gave him credit for it on the call.
That is true. This is going to be a wacky Friday. We agree on this. We agreed on something. And
And David Bell's looking for a job.
Ugh. Why do you have to bring that up? Are we going to make me talk about that in the next segment?
Yes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.